من استخار ولا ندم من استشار او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم is recorded to have said ما خاب من استخار ولا ندم من استشار that person who makes istikhara will never see loss and failure in his life. That person who makes istikhara. Istikhara is a simple thing that in any decision that a person needs to make, then he turns to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, performing two rakats of salah and seeking guidance from Allah. That a person may have, he may have his mind made up that he wants to do a certain deal, whatever he wants to do. But when we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we make istikhara. Istikhara is talabul khair. We ask in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness. Istikhara does not necessarily mean that a person will dream about whatever he endeavors or he is intending to do. Wala nadima man istashar. In the second part of the hadith, Nabi Sam says, wala nadima man istashar. That person who makes mashwara, he asks people for advice. There's always holding of counsel with people. And such a person will never ever see nadamat and regret in his life. And if we have to analyze our basic lives, then we will realize on a very broad spectrum, we are making mashwara with people around us in the different fields. Maybe a person is sick, then you don't take your health into your own hands. You will go to a doctor, you explain to him your symptoms, and he will give you some guidelines. A person wants to build a house, then they also, he makes mashwara. He doesn't say, right, this is how I want my house. My family likes it like this. The wife is demanding that. And he doesn't call the contractor and say, build it like this. Rather, he calls the experts of the field. The engineers come in, the plumbers come in, architect, and everyone puts their minds together and say, okay, this is possible. We'll have to change that. So you draw from the expertise of people in the different fields and aspects of life. Whatever we're doing, we're asking for advice. Person, child is small. Maybe the wife is pregnant also. The wife is expecting. Then a person makes mashwara. He asks the people around, which maternity ward or which hospital has got a good facility? Which hospital got good facilities? My wife is giving birth, she's in the family way. So we ask again for guidance. Time of khatna, time of whatever it is, we make in mashwara. Child is growing up, then the child even makes mashwara. Maybe one Eid day, then the child is small, maybe 3-4 years old. The child collected some Eid. How much money he's got? He's got about 300-400 rand. And he's very happy with himself. He's got some money. So he comes and he says, Papa, Papa, I got some money. What must I buy? Must I buy ice cream, lollipop? What must he buy? So he comes and asks you, what should he buy? Maybe now he gets a mind of his own. By 6-7 years old, he's got more money. 700-800-900 rand he's got. He's collected as Eid. Now he comes and he asks his father. He says, Papa, now with this money, what must I buy? Electric scooter, bicycle, PS4. What must I buy? So he asks. He's always asking. Then that child needs to go to school. Then the father makes mashwara. Then he asks the people around, where is it a very good level of academics with Islamic ethos? I want to send my child, or whatever the case be, we always make in mashwara without regarding our children. Then the child himself, at present it's grade 10. Grade 10, then the child has to already decide and map out his future. He has to make a decision now to map out and to pave out his future. If he wants to become a doctor, an engineer, or whatever course he wants to take in life, now is the time he has to choose his subjects. He can't have the vision of an accountant, Zulu as an extra language, and he's also doing some geography, handworks, and whatever else have you. Now how is such a person going to become an architect or a doctor? Accordingly, you make your decisions now. So this is that important aspect in life that we are always making mashwara. So for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, most so important for us that we make mashwara on a daily level. وَلَا نَدِمَ مَنْ إِسْتَشَارِ. In Arabic it is said, الْمُشَاوَرَةُ رَاحَةٌ لَكْ وَتَعْبٌ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِكَ. When you make mashwara, You draw the expertise of someone else. It's comfort and ease for you. And the homework is on someone else's shoulders. Simple. You got a daughter. And someone proposes. They want to get married to your daughter. Person is not from town. They are of town. So one is you do all the necessary finding out, nitty gritty, all the details. But that's going to be a mammoth task. It's not an easy thing to find out from, especially someone who's not within the town. You don't even know this family from a bar of soap. So then all you need to do is, you've got a friend who is in that city, whichever city it may be, you phone him. He's a very close friend to you. You say, you know my family, you know our lifestyle, you know how we are. Listen, a certain boy has proposed for my daughter. You come back to me. Find out from people, find out from the ustad, how's his demeanor. Find out from the neighbors, how's his akhlaq. Find out from people, how does he carry out himself? What is his level of akhlaq? What's his attachment with the deen, with the personalities of deen, the ulama, the mashayikh? Then he comes back to you. So all you had to do is make one phone call, and the profile of this student or this boy, A to Z, is given to you, handed over. So that is mashwara. So al-mushawara turahatun lak, wa ta'bun ala ghayrik. And this is an important aspect with regards to the deen, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is an entire surah in the Quran that has been dedicated to mashwara. In the 25th juz of the Quran, there is a surah, Surah Ash-Shura. Shura, mashwara, consultation. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dedicated an entire surah speaking on this topic of consultation, making mashwara with people. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the salient features and qualities of a believer. وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. That a believer is someone who responds to the call of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They establish salah. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. Their matters are held in mutual consultation. Their matters, there's mashwara between themselves. Nothing is just kept a top secret. Person wants to do something, he makes mashwara. Obviously, there is a level of mashwara. Nowadays, you know, there is a lot of caution that we need to adopt also. There is maybe a business that is up for sale, not yet on the market. Person is about to leave town. Now, he came and told you, he says, if you're interested, I'll give you first option. Now, you need to be careful not to spill the beans also. You just go and tell one more person, the whole town, you ask one man for mashwara, now someone snookers you. You had intentions, you wanted to go for it and do it. But Allah forgive, our own Muslim brothers will go and they'll stab you behind the back. Oh yeah, serious, you want to buy it? Any finance, you come to me. Before you could make your decision, he's already signed and he's taken the house or the shop or whatever the case be. So wa amruhum shura bainahum, matters of the deen especially, we make mashwara with each other. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Imagine Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wa shawirhum fil amr. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you also make mashwara with sahaba. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the epitome of wahi. He was an embodiment of revelation. If ever he required anything, it meant him making dua to Allah, going into communication, supplicating to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the divine solution would come directly from Allah. Allah would have sent any directive guideline that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam required to solve any perplexity. Yet he is commanded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you also make mashwara with sahaba. Now what was the reason, the rationale, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to make mashwara with sahaba to give a lesson to the ummah? Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says, ma ra'aytu ahadan akthara mashwaratan li ashabihi min rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I haven't seen any personality making more mashwara with his companions than Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any matter came to him, he was faced with any challenge, immediately he makes mashwara with sahaba radiyallahu anhum. How did the adhan come into the deen? How is adhan part of the deen, that we call out the adhan for every salah? Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he makes hijrah, comes to Medina Munawwara, salah was already fard and obligatory. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he says, oh my sahaba, salah has become fard. We need to converge. We need to call the people for salah. How do we proclaim and call the people for salah? So sahaba radiallahu anhum came with some ideas. everyone threw an opinion. One Sahabi says, we should ring the bell. Maybe that's an idea. Another Sahabi says, how about we go the streets and we call the people? Another person said, we'll go to the highest point of the city and we'll just scream out some words and we'll call the people to salah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had shouldered the Sahaba with the responsibility now. He says, right, we need to call the people, but I'm not satisfied with all of these opinions and suggestions. Go home, give it a thought and come back. So every Sahabi goes home with the gham, with fikr now. He goes home with worry that how do we call the people for salah? Every Sahabi goes home. He says, nah, what do we do? How do we call the people? Nabi Sam is asking us for our rai, our opinion. We have to think about it. So every Sahabi goes home and he thinks about it. He mulls over this thought. And one Sahabi, Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, the next morning he is running and he's coming to the masjid, waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, ya Rasulallah, I had a dream. I've got the solution. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, mashallah. Oh my Sahabi, what happened? He says, no, last night I had a dream. What happened in the dream? He says, these are the words I heard. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He narrated the entire dream. These were the wordings. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that is the solution. That is the solution. Another Sahabi comes. He says, I had the same dream. Same dream I had. But the lesson was that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is never to be with the ummah forever and eternity. A time will come that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will leave this earthly life. But the demise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only, it signals the closing of the doors of revelation, always open to solutions. The doors of revelation have closed. Wahi will not come to any person. But the doors of solutions to any problem that we are facing as an ummah, that can come down to the ummah the moment we unite as an ummah. Our minds are together on one problem or whatever we are facing as a community, as an ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. First of all, we unite. The moment we united, we can put our minds together. So anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Battle of Trench, Ghazwatul Khandaq. In that battle, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He sees again the allied forces are advancing towards Medina Munawwara. What do we do? How do we fortify? How do we guard ourselves against the forces that are coming? So Sahaba radiallahu anhum came with some ideas again. And one Sahabi stands up. His name was Salman, known as Salman al-Farsi. Salman the Persian. So he wasn't from Arab descent. He comes and he says, Ya Rasulallah, back home, you know what we do? We build a trench around the city. This is how we are fortified. No horse can climb over, nothing can jump over. We will guard, protect ourselves by building a trench. Sahaba radiallahu anhum frowned. They said, we haven't heard of such an idea before. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the idea may be foreign, but it's a good idea. Let's implement that. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum were victorious, not only fortified, victorious in that, because of this opinion that was given by Salman al-Farsi, a Persian, someone from out of town. So it's not just us, me, my father, and how we think. It's about an ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give a solution to any person in the community. If he is a person who is linked with Allah and the deen of Allah, definitely a solution can come from the side of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like that in many aspects of his life, we find that he made mashwara with Sahaba radiallahu anhum, solution came. He asked for the advice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the solution to the problems, to any difficulty. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, hadith appears in Sahih Muslim. He says that Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mashwara on everything. A Sahabi wants to get married, he says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I intend to get married. I want to get married. Any suggestions? So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will suggest a certain person or a certain girl, whatever the case be. A Sahabi wants to go out in the path of Allah for jihad, for whatever it would be, for hajj, for umrah, he would come and make mashwara. On every aspect they would make mashwara with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Business related, every aspect they would make mashwara with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, yes, important. We make mashura with regard with the ulama on the legalities or the permissibilities of transactions. But it doesn't mean because Hazrat said open the shop here, you must open it there. That you will have to ask the experts of the field. Because then, because he said must open it there, you open it, now the shop is not doing well. These buzruks don't know anything. These pious people, they don't know anything. That you ask the person who is an expert in that field or in that business, whatever you, that's where you take our guidance. Our guidance from the ulama is to make sure our transactions are above board and they are according to the sunnah. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Sahaba radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Inna najidu fi anfusina ma yata'azzamu ahaduna an natakallama bihi." Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes, you know, we are harboring such thoughts about the deen of Allah, we don't have the courage of expressing it in words. We are having major, major doubts about the deen of Allah. Not small doubts, major doubts. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked Sahaba radiallahu anhum, "Awa qad wajadtumuhu?" You seriously having these doubts about the deen of Allah? "Awa qad wajadtumuhu?" You having doubts? So Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, "Naam, yes." Major doubts about the deen. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dhaka sarihul iman." You having a doubt is a sign you got iman. But to my mind, that doesn't make sense. If I've got a doubt, how can that be a sign and a token of iman that I possess? How is that possible? Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, he says, "Inna lissa la yadukhulu al-bayta al-khaliya. Fakadhalika al-shaytan la yadukhulu al-jawfa al-khaliya." Just as the thief does not break into a deserted and an empty house, similar, shaytan does not enter a heart that is deserted of Allah. If shaitan comes with any waswasa into you, is because you've got the jewel of iman. That's why the waswasa is coming. If you never had iman, there was no need for a waswasa. But this is something we need to be cognizant, aware, on guard, ahead of the game. We need to understand very carefully, if we are not going to be proactive with our children, khuda na khasta, Allah protect us, na'udhu billah, a time will come, you'll be sitting in your own home with a problem. Now your money in your world cannot solve it. Nothing can solve it. At present, there is a person, he's so rich. Wallahi al-azim, he is so rich. You ask him any property in Mpangeni, he'll buy it for you cash. No need for any loan. No one has to forward him any money. He'll buy it from you cash. He doesn't need to give it a second thought. He's so rich. His son asked him that, "Papa, the new car came out, I want to buy it." So I said, "No problem, which car you want to buy?" He said, "No, I want the new GLE that came out." But I said, "How much it is?" So he told him, "No, 1.350. He says, "No problem, go and buy it as long as you are happy. I want you to be happy." Buys the latest car. But when the news is broken to this father, that your son is addicted, he's in substance abuse, he's in drugs. Now the son, the father is ready to spend every money and cent in his pocket to get him clean. He's taking him to the best of rehabs. He's going for 3 months, coming back, relapse. He went for 6 months, came back, 2 months, relapse. He went, how much he's going to rehabs, doctors. Now Molana is, the father is ready to get any alim, any amil. He'll pay him the dollar, whatever you ask for. "My son, I want some parelu pani to get him clean. Something at least." Now nothing is working. Why? The time when you needed to be active, you were not active with your child. Now you have to be reactive. You need to address and solve a problem. If you are active with our children, we're making the tarbiyah, we're speaking to them about the deen of Allah, we are making the tarbiyah and molding their minds according to sunnah, galvanizing that iman within them, then later on there'll be no need to run from pillar to post. But the moment you leave, and you forget about them, and we get so involved in our own amal, sometimes in our own businesses, sometimes in our own piety, whatever it is, but we neglect them, you'll pay the price later on that you never thought you'll one day have to pay. Allah protect us. Recently, when Ali was dealing with the case, the son comes and he says, "Molana, I got two things I need to ask you." Mawlana says, no problem. You want the small problem or the big problem? He says, no, Mawlana, anything, whichever one. He says, no, the small problem, I don't believe that the Quran is the speech of Allah. Mawlana says, astaghfirullah. What can be bigger than that? That's kufr. You kafir. If you don't believe Quran is the speech of Allah, it's not kalamullah, you can't be Muslim. He says, what can be worse than that? He says, Mawlana, I don't believe that Allah is in existence. Na'udhu billah. Mawlana got so worried, so parishan. He was so worried that he started talking, interacting, meeting, whatever with this child. Carried on. He's in university, in high school. Very, very inquisitive or intelligent, questioning mind. Mawlana went to the father, spoke to him, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Bhai, how's the father? How's your son? How's everything? Hey, mashallah, my son's star. He studies so hard, he does this, does that. So Mawlana realized that the father doesn't even know, hasn't even got a whiff of what's happening with his son. Doesn't know anything. Doesn't know at all. Eventually, when he told the father, this is the problem, he says, Qasam, I didn't know. Qasam, serious? True? Is like that? Can't be, man. My son, no ways. Can't be. Eventually, they called the son, father, this is it. This is what your son is saying. So eventually, Mawlana explained and he says, the senior alim of Durban, so he says, Mawlana is explaining to myself, say, Mawlana, see, this father, after the analyzing, assessing the whole situation, this father never had an active relationship with his son. Better, what time is tuition today? How much you need? You paid for last week? Okay. Your fees are all up today, doesn't? Where you going? There's a school outing. Okay, how much you require? And I take. You're coming for the program. There is one program tonight. If you want, you can come. If you got studying, no problem. As long as you read namaz at home. And that was his interaction. He never spoke to him, never sent with Fadail Amal, or Hayatul Sahaba, or any kitab, and say, let's read Quran. Let's read one hadith together as a family. Nothing. Now this father cannot believe that there's kufr in his own home. So the lesson is, we have to become active. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the ability, that on every level we interact with our children. So any problems we have in society, this aspect that we are speaking about is mashwara. Make mashwara with the ulama. We have ulama, alhamdulillah, the imam of the masjid, that we have the ulama that we have in our town. Any problems we have, go to them. Mawlana, I don't understand. Why must follow a madhab? Mawlana, what's the problem? Why Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the first khalifa? Why not anyone else? Any issues we have, anything, come and immediately come and ask. And we will get our solution, inshallah. We will find remedy in it. But never leave it to lurk and to remain. Because when that festers, it becomes such a problem later on. Allah protect, it's difficult to remove. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi.